Hi, this week the question is, what is the church good for? Today there are many ideas about what the church is good for. Some think the church is a good place for women and children. Some see the church as a good place to meet a single person to date. Some think the church is a good place for babysitting while mom and dad go out or sleep in. Some think the church is a good place for wholesome recreation. Some see the church as simply a tax deduction on Schedule A of their income taxes. And some think the church is good for nothing. But would it surprise you to learn that Jesus did not build his church for any of these reasons? That's right, Jesus did not design the church just for women and children, or as a dating service, or as a babysitting service, or to provide recreation, or to give a tax deduction, or even to pay your rent and utilities. Jesus did not design the church for any of these purposes. He had a more noble purpose in mind when he designed the church. First, let's notice that the church was extremely important to God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 20, verse 28, the Bible tells the elders of the church to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. Listen to this. Jesus purchased the church with his own blood. This should tell each of us that the church is extremely valuable and important to the Lord. He would never have shed his blood for something that was worthless. Surely the church is good for something. Again, in Ephesians 5, verse 25, husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. Please think carefully about the implications of this passage. If Jesus gave himself for the church and shed his blood for the church, neither you nor I can be saved without the Lord's church. Not only did Jesus die for his church, but the church would be used to reconcile men to God. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 16, the Bible says, that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. Notice carefully that all men, both Jews and Gentiles, would be reconciled unto God in the one body, the church. To reconcile means to restore friendship between two opposing parties. When men sin, they're separated from God, Isaiah 59, verse 2. The sinner is opposed to God, and God is opposed to the sinner. But Jesus is able to reconcile men with God. He's able to restore the friendship that used to exist between God and man. How does Christ restore this friendship? He does it by the cross in one body. This is why the church is so important. Men are reconciled to God in only the church. No one can be reconciled to God outside the church. Only members of the church of Jesus Christ can be saved from their sins and be reconciled to God. Now, there are many other things which the church is good for. For example, the church is good for declaring the eternal wisdom of God. The Bible teaches that before the world was ever created, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit decreed that there would be one day a church established, and this church would be brought into the world to save men and would make known the wisdom of God. In Ephesians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11, the Bible says, in order that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and the authorities in heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord. What a wonderful thought this truly is, that the Godhead decided and decreed before the world that the church would one day declare the wisdom of God. Next, the church is good for glorifying God. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 21, the Bible says, to him be glory in the church. Number 3, the church is good for saving men. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23, Christ is the head of the church and he's the Savior of the body. Fourth, the church is good for upholding the truth of God. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church and of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Well, in conclusion, much more could be said, but time will not permit. But before closing, let me ask, what may we learn from all of this? We learn that the Lord did not give us his church to entertain us, or to provide babysitting services, or to provide dating services, or wholesome recreation, or even to pay our rent and utilities. Instead, the Lord died for his church and built his church so that we could be saved and God could be glorified. My friend, if you're not a member of this glorious Church of Jesus Christ, you can become a member by believing in Jesus, repenting of your sins, confessing your faith, and being baptized for the remission of sins. If you obey these simple steps, the Lord Himself will add you to His wonderful church. In Acts chapter 2, verse 41, the Bible says, "Those who gladly received His word were baptized. And that day about 3,000 souls were added to them." And in verse 47, "The Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved." Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. To speak with someone from the congregation in person, you may call 405-567-0575. Again, that's 405-567-0575. Or you may leave your name and number at the sound of the tone, and one of our brethren will be glad to call and assist you. We also invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. And there you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. Call again next week as we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.